Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program this afternoon, and it's brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. That's mine. We have a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. Welcome. WatchmenForJesus.com is my website, and I have a handful of studies there, but they're quite lengthy. Timeline, how the suicides of our military personnel are being conducted. You heard, yeah, exactly. They're not going to help them up there in D.C. Paul Rykoff is not going to help anybody. He belongs to the Council of Foreign Relations. They're there to slow it down. Our veterans have been targeted by our very own generals, by our very own troops at the highest level, government. That's controlled by the Vatican, controlled by the Illuminati. Now, these are facts. These are not speculation. It gets kind of muddy when you talk about the Knights Templar that is the real controllers of the money, not the Jews, Knights Templar, who provides the money for the Knights of Malta, and it gets really muddy. They get all these little organizations and movements and ideas and justifications, and we're going to help Christianity, we are the saviors of the world, all this nonsense on both sides, white hat, black hat, gray hat, or bald headed, it don't make one lick of difference. They are not going to succeed because they all have one thing in mind, that's power, pride, and just complete stupidity. To be so smart and have high ranking, high government service, high legislative, highly intelligent in the science field and Harvard and all these places, and they're just dumb as rocks because they don't understand the reality of the supernatural. They don't know. Now, at the highest level than they are, they do, because they worship Lucifer. They worship Satan. It don't matter what you believe. It don't matter what little, you know, beliefs that you have. I don't believe in Satan. If I don't give him that power, he could all you want. I don't believe I'm not going to run. I'm going to believe I'm not going to run out of gas. My car is empty, but I just don't believe it. But you're walking to the gas station. You can believe all you want, but the facts remain. I try something new. I want you all to assume from now on that I'm lying to you. I'm here to lie to you. And then I want you to prove me wrong. I want you to prove it. So assume, prove me right or prove me wrong. Assume I'm lying and show me. Let's try that. Try that. I'm not here for me. I'll do whatever it takes, legally, to get people to listen to what the truth is. Don't just take it from one person. And it don't make one lick of difference if they're a president, which is probably the worst of any country, and I mean this literally, Putin, Obama, the Queen Elizabeth, name them. It doesn't make one lick of difference. Doesn't matter. They're all under the Illuminati control. Every doggone one of them. All of them. And all the militaries are under one control. All the intelligence agencies are under one control. On the satanic Luciferian agenda, where they attend committees and councils, rituals, wearing these stupid-looking robes, colors, aprons, blood oaths, secret proceedings. That is the reality. We could talk, for 30, 40 minutes on Ebola. They're going to have a fake pandemic or something to justify giving vaccinations, which are going to start the epidemic. Like they tried in 2009. Oh, yeah, Obama did. But it's not just Obama, man. He's just a puppet in a bigger game. Four-star generals in the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, are dime a dozen. They can eliminate a general at the drop of a hat. They can turn one into a hot dog vendor and not even skip a beat. It don't matter which general it is. It don't matter. Knights of Malta, four-star general, they can replace him like they would a hot dog vendor. You understand this? Congressman, dime a dozen. A CEO, he shines the shoes of the people above him, the hierarchy. There's nothing, absolutely nothing in this big picture. They're small potatoes. They're led to believe that they're in control, absolutely or not. The secret societies have them closed in under blood oaths. There are certain limits they can't go. When God puts a conviction on them that they're doing something wrong, they have to justify that they're doing it right, the greater good, etc., etc. I think murderers do that, don't they? Rapists and murderers, they convince themselves what they're doing is right. Nobody does anything wrong. Because in their mind, they're doing the right thing for some reason that they can conjure up or they're brainwashed into believing. This is what's going on today. But it's extremely organized. Different levels of the onion. Different layers. As you go deeper into the onion, you get deeper into the knowledge. The further away from the heart of the onion you go, outward, they get less knowledgeable. Each layer knows something more than the outer layer as you go inside, because the secret oath and proceedings and blood oaths and all this other nonsense. However, if they step outside, become whistleblowers, they will die. Or someone in their family, if they need them badly, they'll say, okay. Reagan was being a little high and mighty with them. He was talking too much about the money. And they said, boy, you better get in line. You're Knights of Malta. You better get in line. So they put him in line. Used it to set up gun control bill. If they wanted Reagan dead, they'd kill. He's one of them. But he is getting a little stupid on them, like Garfield. Lincoln, JFK, and McKinley, or Kim McKinley, Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK were the only three presidents that really, well, maybe Andrew Jackson, George Washington, and John Adams, were maybe the only benevolent presence we've had. As close to benevolent as you can get. They tried to kill Andrew Jackson 3 times. Now, Andrew Jackson had a problem, though, with the Indians. I got a problem with his problem with the Indians. He's a little bit really ugly with them. However, he was against the Illuminati. He did break their back by balancing the budget. And that's why they tried to kill him 3 times. Second or third time. Anyway, both muskets, point blank range, misfired. He beat the guy with his walking cane. That's what War of 1812 was all about. Because he broke the back of the Illuminati by balancing the budget. No president in our history. Clinton is a liar. He increased it. He didn't balance any budget. They lied to you. Andrew Jackson was the only president in our history who's ever really balanced the budget. And that was how he beat the Illuminati, to cut their financial ties. Knights Templar really ticked off at him. That's what the War of 1812 was all about. We didn't win that war either. They just put it back on track to be a colony of England. All these songs you hear, 1812, 1814, we took a little, all that, that's just nonsense. Family, this is a supernatural war that we're in. Jesus Christ is real. He is coming back. If you don't see the signs of the times as they're appearing, I don't know what to tell you. We're not in the time of sorrows yet. Oh, but we're close. We're very close to the first seal. You got those like Carl Gallup and P.P. Simmons and all these others that say we're in the fifth trumpet or sixth trumpet. Man, they are so way off. And Hagee saying we're in four blood moons or some nonsense. That's not even in the Bible. Can they produce it? Sure. With harp and holograms and whatever other kind of mismatched scientific mumbo jumbo, maybe. But in the Bible, which rules, there's one blood moon, and that's the sixth seal. Only one. That's it. Hagee lies. Mark Blitz lies. They're part of this falling away and the false prophets. Exactly. All of TBN, all of 700 Club. Family, they're not on your side. I'm going to cover a lot of ground today. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. And I'm going to hit this ground running and cover a whole lot of area today. So y'all better buckle up. And that's my plan. We'll see how it goes. Lord, we thank you today that we can come together in this end of the week. Father, we thank you for this past week of being able to work this broadcast and have this network. Lord, for the way you've brought it to us, we thank you. Lord, we do pray that, Father, you'll lift us up. You'll give us knowledge, wisdom, discernment. And Lord, for those listening today, Father, to protect them, to bless them and their families, for healing in their families, to touch their heart, protect their hearts, Lord, protect their bodies. Lord, we pray for that. Father, to give us that courage, give us that protection, give us those divine appointments, Lord, that we can spread the gospel and what we know. And Father, for us to be able to share each other with knowledge that we can confirm each other, and Father, the Holy Spirit will bring us together where we all have one in mind. Father, to raise up your watchmen. Raise up your elect, Father, to give that anointing that, Father, they can start preaching the truth. Father, we pray for veterans. Father, we do pray for the technology that's causing these suicides, the technology that's causing the voice to skull, the voices in the head to shut down the technology that's creating this. Lord, we need that help. Father, there's much confusion in the type of Bibles and the type of theology and the type of religions. And Father, the falling away, the false prophets that's out there. Father, we need help to strip away their protection, to expose them for what and who they are. That, Father, the truth can be told. We pray, Father, that you'll protect those veterans, take away the effects of these psychotropic drugs in a supernatural way. We pray for the children that's, Father, being looked at for this next period of time that's going to cause these rituals and sacrifice of human beings. Father, 700,000 children a year is not. Father, we need help down here. Lord, we need help for these children to protect them. And Father, to let them escape that's being held by these Wicca, by these Satanists and all the like. And the Father, you expose the governments for what they really are. And Father, to spread your gospel, spread the word with the Holy Spirit of what the truth really is. And Father, in all these things that we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into the temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I dedicate all my broadcast to my Savior Jesus Christ. For him I depend to keep me straight. It's the only way I can do it. I can't do it by myself. There's no way. You got to let that pride go, Marines. I was a Marine for 12 years. I taught State Department physical security. I was a security analyst. I sought after war all my life. Almost found it in Riyadh, but escaped it. I tried to find it in Kosovo. It got pretty close. I tried to find it in the Congo. But God, I don't know. He knows what's best for you, I suppose. No, he does. He says, I got some other idea for you. If you're going to follow me, then you got to follow me. And quit thinking on your own. Because he knew I was a stubborn individual. And so sometimes he's got to take something away from you. He's got to bring you down. You know, that's exactly when I was a company commander in Paris Island. 1st Battalion Alpha Company. Up close and personal. I believed in hardcore training to make sure, or at least give them a fighting chance to get back any time. You can't just wait for training when you start to go to war. You got to train for war every day. Every day. You can't just say, well, you might not go to war for 10 years. It don't matter. The day you put on that uniform, well, it starts at Paris Island or San Diego. And you're training for war the very day you drive in. We received the recruits. And when I went to OCS in 1972, they try to weed you out there at Camp Upshur. They don't have it anymore, I don't think. OCS and Camp Upshur was way out in the boondocks. It was like an officer's equivalent to Paris Island back in 72. But I believed in hard training. The more you train in peacetime, the less you bleed in war. Doesn't mean you're always going to come back either. You accept death as a possibility, as a strong possibility. And you're willing to die for your country, or so we're told. And then I found out when I got out of all these things, and when I was in the Congo 2006, I found out it was all a lie. That the wars are pre-planned ahead of time. Three world wars were planned. Three world wars, two of which we fought so far. Three world wars were planned before 1873 by Albert Pike, a Freemason, and a Luciferian. The letter lays out the three plans of three world wars, how they're going to do it. Before 1873, the Rothschilds bought the London Library that had the letter of March 1971, 72 time frame, of where Albert Pike wrote Manzini the plans for three world wars and two Russian revolutions to bring forth the New World Order to take place and had different objectives. That's the reality. And then they write about the wars and they lie about it in history books. Those are the facts. And the facts stand because it happened exactly like he told it. It's undeniable. So this thing about wars happened because two countries just fight each other for one reason or another. We won. And then it's nonsense. It's all like a soap opera where millions of people die. For real. It's more than a soap opera. World War One, the Rockefellers made $20 million. I'm shortchanging them. Sorry about that, Rockefeller. I didn't mean to take away a lot of your money that you won from the blood of our boys and the wars that you all created. 26 Illuminati families, 13, and Rockefeller's only one. Oh, yeah. Boy, I really did shortchange them, didn't I? One of the families who did reap the exorbitant profits of World War One were the Rockefellers, very eager for the United States to enter the war, as was FDR. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was. That boy is one evil individual. He is Assistant Secretary of the Navy. He is very upset over America's slowness in entering World War One. He was in constant conflict because he was Illuminati, bloodline. FDR was. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. He is always in constant conflict with the Secretary of the Navy, Joseph Daniels, that tried to keep us out of the war. FDR tried to get us in it. Because he was the Assistant Secretary of the Navy. Yeah, and Woodrow Wilson. He was controlled by Mandel House. Even called him his alter ego. Mandel House completely controlled Woodrow Wilson. Adam Weishaupt, who developed the plan for world revolution, which we're living with today in 1776, Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit, of course, formed the plan for the world revolutionary movement, controlled Thomas Jefferson. Oh, Thomas Jefferson, that boy, tried to write his own Bible. He loved the French Revolution and the death it caused. That's the real Thomas Jefferson. Controlled by Adam Weishaupt. Woodrow Wilson, controlled by Mandel House, a Satanist. These are all facts. And Nixon, another one, was controlled by Kissinger in exactly the same way. That's how they do it. The Bushes don't need it. Clinton doesn't need it. Of course, Brzezinski is there to keep him on track. Another Luciferian. Him and Ginsburg just don't seem to go away. Kissinger, Brzezinski, and Ginsburg. Man, they're like hummingbirds at a sugar water festival. They just don't go away. Just keep sucking up the sugar water. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to run out for him on a supernatural way, and there's nothing they can do about it. Their time is coming for all of them that belong to secret societies. Psalms 34:21. When God removes that protective hedge, they think that they have control over the jinn, over the demonic realm. They believe that they have the sorcery, the voodoo, the magic, or ritualistic nonsense that they conjure up. They believe they have the supernatural realm controlled. They know their day is coming. Because in Luciferian level, they're taught that. So they think with the gin pots they got, that they can control the gin pots in Iraq. They think they can control the Nephilim. What they don't know is or don't believe is Psalms 34:21. When God changes a frequency, they have no more control. He will eliminate all the sorcery, magic, and voodoo and nonsense, and those demons will have a field day in such horror that they can't even imagine. And being underground is just closer to hell. Family, there's a time coming. The day of the Lord is coming. When he removes that protective hedge, I'm going to tell you, you do not want to be here. This is not something to play with. This is not fantasy or some religious nonsense. Religion is nonsense. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He is about your redemption and your salvation. He is separate from any religion, including Christianity. Christianity is simply a religion they created to hide Jesus Christ and to hide the true word of God in the King James Bible. That's what Christianity is all about. You don't believe me? Then tell me about the 200 sects, S-E-C-T-S, and religions that avoid the truth about Jesus Christ. Even in the Protestant movement, you got so many different doctrines and ways to get to heaven. And now they're changing, getting closer to guess who? Roman Catholic Church. It's like they let us go out a little ways and then say, okay, now we're going to bring them back in. And all the preachers being trained by FEMA are reeling you in with the corrupted Bibles, corrupted doctrine, and preachers, evangelists, rabbis, and priests that's trained under the National Council of Churches, corrupted college education, which in fact, going with John Dewey, Horace Mann, are humanist that has set up our education system going back to the early 1900s. These are all facts. Please don't believe me. Prove me wrong. Please do it. And watch what you get. Family, only Jesus, and not about Christianity, but a Christian is following Jesus, not Christianity. The Catholic Church at the Council of Nicaea formulated Christianity to give freedom. And then the Council of Trent, and between there, now kill them. 50 to 68 million people were murdered. 50 to 68 million people were murdered by the Vatican between 1200 AD and 1800 AD. Before the Borgia funded or set up the Jesuits, they had the Lumbrados in Spain. Family, there's a history out there that people have no idea. The idea that goes back centuries, all the way back to Nimrod, to up to today, one segment of it, is that the experiment has been made every generation, even in China in the dynasties, to test the body to its endurance. The Olympic Games, the Greek, everything has been created and designed. The gladiators to get rid of the Christians, the Olympic Games to find the best of the best, to test and push the body to its limits beyond the 70 years, to find how to make the human body better so the demonic realm could inhabit it. They pushed the limit with drugs in the CIA to date, experiments, one, to reduce the population, and two, to see how far the body can go. To perfect the body for longevity. Hitler used the Jews for experiments. We've always been experimented on. If you look up and do the research, it's mind-boggling. Hitler used the Jews to experiment with. It goes back to China. To extend that life beyond 70 years, God allowed Adam and Eve and those in the, before the flood to live 900 to 1,000 years. Actually, Methuselah was the oldest at 900 and, oh, Methuselah, how old? How was Methuselah? 969 years old. Still didn't need Viagra. I mean, Methuselah, 906. Wow. Lamech, 777 years. Enoch was the youngest. He's just a mere baby at 365 years old. God can extend your life. He took him up, translated his body from the physical to the supernatural. God can do that, you know. Jared came close to Methuselah, but 962. So after that happened, the demons want those bodies. That's why God destroyed it with the flood. Then he reduced it down to 120 years. Then he reduced it down to 70. They're trying to extend it. That's what's going on today. That's where transhumanism, eugenics, and all that is going to. Stem cell research, accelerated growth, etc., etc. They want to create what's called a mother base, back to the 900 years to 1,000 years, to become, quote, unquote, born again. To rebirth you by cloning. There are four different types of cloning. The blue stuff from the placenta. To make a person 20% more use of the brain. Because where we are now, you can't use more than that. Because you would burn up the energy required to use more body, more brain. Super soldiers requires a changing of the DNA. In comes Rosalind Franklin. I've given you some significant clues of what these suckers are up to. And also I've given you clues as to what they're not going to accomplish. They think with their knowledge they will. All God's got to do is change the frequency vibration, and all their planning, no pun intended, goes to pot. They tried it all through mankind's history, and they failed all through mankind's history. The fallen angels saw their children die in the flood. The fallen angels before the flood saw their children fight each other, and their children were monsters, giants, cannibalistic. Nothing but evil in that period of time. Noah, build your ark. I'm taking you out and make it big. In one of my Bible studies, I covered how he did it and how he could contain all those animals. That I'm not going to even begin to go over that now. Only people good was eight of them that were perfect in their generation. So those fallen angels, and I say children, I use that term loosely, saw their Nephilim, their hybrids, fight and kill each other and drowned. This is exactly what they're trying to do to humankind to get back at God. In revenge. That's what World War III, World War I, World War II, and World War III. And World War III is the final insult. Listen to me carefully. Albert Pike planned World War III to be between political Zionism, created by the whore, Babylonian whore, as it says in the Bible, Rome, created Zionism in 1897. Zionism, the leadership in Israel today, is not of God. But the Israelites, Hebrew Jews, are heading there. They have a place to go. God's got a plan. He's going to take out the leadership of Israel today with that corrupted hexagram called the Star of David. That's about witchcraft. The real Jews are the offspring of Jacob and Isaac, the 12 tribes, the real Jews. That's why they created Zionism, to ferret them out, to find them, to kill them. That's what Hitler was all about. The fake Jews, tribe of Dan. Oops. Oh, did I let that out of the bag? I let that out of the bag, didn't I? Jacob, Isaac, the real Jews, find them, kill them. Zionism, the Vatican created. Then in the sixth century, 1,200 years earlier, the Vatican existed then in the sixth century because the Vatican created in 325 A.D. Well, actually, that was the first pope, was Constantine, not Peter. Catholics are lying to you. Peter was never a pope. Constantine set up the Council of Nicaea, formed Christianity, formed the Vatican, and organized it and all this. About 300 years later, the Vatican created Islam as a religion. I'm going to let that soak in there for a second. You heard me right. The Vatican created Islam. Why? To identify, contain, and control the children of Ishmael. Muhammad the prophet is in the bloodline of Ishmael. Ishmael is a half-brother to Isaac. Hebrew Jew. Abraham was the first Jew. So much so, God told Abraham to move away from his family once he gave him the Abrahamic covenant. You're no longer part of your family. Now move. You are going to bring my word to mankind. If that had really happened, we'd all be speaking Hebrew today. That didn't happen. And what they speak in Israel today is gibberish. The real Hebrew, a world language, will come back. Not right now. It's English. Because English covers the King James Bible, the only true word of God, where the Jews failed. It was passed on to the Greeks, the Gentiles. And then the English King James, the only true monarch in the history, except for, I believe it was Queen Anne. That's it. So, back to what I was talking about. So they're going to have, in their plan, World War III is yet to happen. It's not China and Russia and this fake World War III that these people are talking about. That's nonsense. The real World War III is the second seal. That is the final mocking of God. He's going to have the offspring of Ishmael, of Abraham, to go to war with the offspring of Isaac and Jacob, also of Abraham, to fight each other to complete exhaustion, with different countries taking different sides, and the whole Roman Empire will then emerge as victor by default. That is the beginning of the New World Order. And peace, but temporarily. That's what's planned. You're going to have my people fight, my children fought each other, I'm going to have your children fight each other. You see what's going on? That's the bigger picture going on right now. Now, Armageddon, that's way down the road, is a transhumanized army of supernatural super soldiers going against Jesus Christ at Armageddon. When they start throwing out Armageddon like dime a dozen, they have no idea what they're talking about. World War III is the second seal. Armageddon is 7 years off whenever the first seal is broken. It's still 7 years off. They throw away Armageddon and throw out Armageddon and Gog and Magog like it was a party word to keep you all confused. Look at your Bibles. Don't trust me. Prove me wrong. Three battles are yet to happen. Three wars. Real ones. Gog and Magog, partial. Second war, the World War III at the second seal. Yet to happen. The real one. And you'll know that one because three-quarters of mankind will be wiped out. The second battle is Armageddon. 7 years after the seal is broken. 7 years of tribulation. Then finally comes Armageddon at the seventh bowl of judgment. The third war, after the thousand-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ physically in Jerusalem, 1,000 years, that is going to be Gog and Magog. And then comes the great white throne judgment of all those unbelievers. This is a part of what's getting ready to happen. Now, there's a lot in between I haven't covered. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about globalization and the Illuminati and all that. Ebola is a man-made disease. Simple. Remember, in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, it's going to be disease. God will allow it to happen. Ebola is man-made. Out of Ebola, a modified bacterium or virus, or they made HIV. It's very complicated how it got started. The feline monkeys designed at Fort Detrick, Maryland. You heard me right. HIV was created. Ebola was created. HIV comes from Ebola. The Gulf War syndrome is another derivative of HIV, autoimmune deficiency. That's where the Gulf War syndrome came from. It's all created. Cancer was man-made. Look it up. 1952-53, CDC confirms that cancer cells were placed into polio vaccines of baby boomers when they were babies. Almost 30 million Americans. Depopulation, they're not kidding around. Family, this is what's really going on in the background. And Gates, Turner, Oprah Winfrey, several others are part of an agenda for depopulation. To complete the depopulation plan is planned by Kissinger and Haig, NSSM 200, and Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, another Luciferian, fake Christian, Global 2000, for depopulation. These are Luciferians. These are part of the secret societies. They want people dead, but the problem for them is once the Illuminati is eliminated, achieves their goals, they start eliminating those under them. But the rub is, so the Great White Brotherhood will start eliminating members of the Illuminati. And they don't know that yet. Family, judgment is coming. Now, and again, I don't want you all to believe me. I want you all to check it out. You can run from it, but you ain't going to change it. If I'm wrong, man, show me. Send me an email. But you better have your scripture together and better have your history lined up. Because I got mine lined up. If I can make a mistake, though. If I made a mistake, show me. And I'll come on the air tomorrow. Monday or Tuesday or whenever and say, whoop, I made a boo-boo. And I'll change it. But you better don't be giving me some Freemason or Jesuit nonsense, because they lie anyway. They take a blood oath to lie, don't you? Y'all do, don't you? Darn right you do. If you don't believe me, I can read it out to you. I've got the three oaths of the first 3 degrees and all the proceedings. I got it. Actually, it's word for word. Walter Hanna, 1952. He got out of there. And he wrote about it, the first three degrees. And I'm trying to tell them this so they'll know to get the dickens out of there fast, deliver their family from the clutches of Satan, renounce the blood oaths. There's no more secrets in your families, man. It's not worth it. The news today. You got Jesse Ventura in the news. He says, quote, "Don't feel sorry for Chris Kyle's widow. I'm the victim." He won this lawsuit after they murdered Chris Kyle, the sniper from just like Hancock, one of the best snappers in the, that America's ever had. Hancock was one, and Chris Kyle was the other. He's a good guy. And the lawsuit was when Chris Kyle wrote a book that said he cold-cocked Ventura in a bar because Ventura, of course, was running his mouth. Well, it's a fact that Ventura lies because he had that ridiculous TV show. He had LeBeau on it. She's also controlled opposition, and her husband, both of them, work for the government. They work for the secret societies. They lie. And they're also there to tell partial truth to cause fear and to redirect the rest. That's what LeBeau and her husband are for. Well, he had him on the show. It was all dramatic, and oh, we're coming up on this gate here, and the Coast Guard is falling. It's all scripted out, family. It's a lie. So he's living a lie just on the TV show. Now, of course, I can't say anything about the bar fight because I wasn't there. And of course, Kyle's not either because he was murdered by a Marine out of nowhere. He was teaching them on the firing range. Other police were there and had weapons everywhere. That's what you have on a firing range, of course. And so this Marine that was being taught by Kyle and a friend of Kyle's, so you got some camaraderie going on here normally. And the Marine just turns around and kills both of them. Takes off running, jumps his car, lays black rubber. Nobody shoots him. Nobody stops him. Family, that was assassination like Pat Tillman. They assassinated Pat Tillman for being a brave soul to come back and speak against George Bush. They made sure he didn't make it back. They assassinated Kyle and his friend by using MKUltra techniques, using this Marine that was chipped. You got 26 suicides per day of our veterans. And 80% of the suicides of 26 per day. 26 per day is the average. 26 per day. That's a lot of veterans dying. And 80% of them not seeing combat. What's the deal here? It's reducing the effectiveness of our military by design. Using MKUltra methodology and techniques, voice-to-skull technology, psychotropic drugs, convincing them they have PTSD. You got to take these drugs. Like they lie about the ADHD for your children. Man, children, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, they're a little hyper. Hello? Well, your kid really needs ADHD. It's a lie. They got to get those psychotropic drugs in your kid's system. Look it up. On my website, I talk about this. You want to go to my archives? Go for it. Find out yourself? Go for it. Family, you're dealing with a Luciferian government worldwide. It's worldwide. Well, Jesse Ventura won this lawsuit, and he's getting down as Chris Kyle's widow, and it just, Chris Kyle's not here to defend himself. He's dead. Start your speculation now, if you'd like, as to why they murdered him. Ventura and all those that work with him are part of a cabal to spread deceit, with about 80% truth, 70% truth, and the rest are lies and deceit and misdirection. Professional wrestler made governor? You got to be kidding me. That's a Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenazi in California. Like Reagan. He cowed down. Actor. Schwarzenegger, actor. Ventura, actor. Y'all getting the point here? Of how they'd work? Well, I was talking yesterday about how they have been testing on us with cancer to take out the baby boomers. That's how I talked about the steps of the plan to disassemble the families. so forth. You see, you've got whistleblowers coming out now talking about all this, these tests, how the government has done this and done that, and evil government that we have in Europe and other places as well. Why all of a sudden they're coming out with this? All of a sudden now? What's the deal here? Is it just because somebody figured it out along the way? Or is it because their planning process that talks about 1873 to 1901 specifically says that once they're in control, they're going to expose all governments as being worthless? When they expose all governments to be worthless, what does that leave you to do? To pick the alternative. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. So if our government, if European government, German government, Greek government are termed to be worthless, evil, well, we want something good. And they're going to say, oh, we have it. And that's why they're exposing it. That is written down. That is part of their planning process. That once the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, then they will launch the New World Order. But they must have that identification that your government is worthless. So you'll be able to accept something better that they'll offer. That's called the dialectic, and that's exactly what they're doing now. That's why they're releasing all this so-called truth, which is truth. But it's to show you the worthlessness of all governments. And they're doing it in every government. Notice that. Well, one such revelation, for example, was the army scientist who secretly sprayed St. Louis with radioactive particles for years to test the chemical warfare technology. That's coming out now. Lisa Martino Taylor, a sociologist at St. Louis Community College, spent years tracking down the declassified documents to uncover the links in which they would go. Well, let me take a little look here a minute. For example, well, look at there. I do declare. The University of St. Louis is a part of the Illuminati family in 1993 education CFR members. Harvard, Yale University, Princeton University. Now listen to the ones I tell you. In 1993, part of the Illuminati, education CFR members, humanists controlling this agenda. Okay, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas with those devil horns going on, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, John Hopkins University, University of Chicago, University of Miami, and City College of New York and George Washington University. Now, there's many more, but those are the core ones of 1993. She's from St. Louis Community College. And all of a sudden, it's all coming out, right? Oh, it's nasty what they did. Particles were distributed between 1953 and 1954, the same doggone set of years they put the cancer cells inside the polio vaccines for baby boomers. The same years. And in 1963 to 1965, because why? They want the baby boomers to start dying early. So not pass on the values to their children. So when their children become parents, they'll have less of the values, and that's how they do it. Do what? Well, if I got new listeners, I'll tell you what. I got this cold. You see, there's five steps that they take. I've mentioned these steps. I've covered them in detail. in summary, to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. They have their objectives to do that. Number two was dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. That's step two. Everything from same-sex marriage, getting rid of the baby boomers, taking the Ten Commandments out, all these are objectives, specific ones, for these plans. They plan generations ahead. Number three, discard the Constitution and the Republic which is established. Family, your Constitution was taken away in 1933. 1938, they even had a federal ruling to eliminate the Constitution, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. So not only 1933, but 1938, you don't have a Constitution. So how come these so-called truth tellers, judges and lawyers and lickety-split whatever, don't know this? We got to protect our Constitution. You don't have one. How come the ones at Harvard don't know this? Or are they hiding it? Number four was to destroy the American free enterprise system. I got the results of an investigation William G. Carr talks about, 1924 to 1927, that confirms just this. They found, subsequent to investigating Customs Excise Service in Canada, corruption, they found a conspiracy to destroy the economics of both Canada and the United States in an investigation by H.H. Stevens in Vancouver. This is documented. You know, it's right there. Number five, direct our attention toward the United Nations, which would actually drag us, and if necessary, drug us, which began in 1900, by the way, into a global government for which it was established. So, to eliminate family, patriotism, and individual liberty, the foundations of biblical morality, no homosexuality, but working with that to break down the family is a whole slew. I've already talked about that in my other brief broadcast. It's a long laundry list of objectives to break down the family. They built the family up to handle World War I and World War II for sovereignty, to stand up for individualism and so forth. They needed that to foment the wars. Brave men and women to go fight the wars that we set up. Now, we fought the wars. We didn't achieve the New World Order like they had planned in 1943, so let's go to the next step. 1945, now let's destroy the families and take control. That's what it began in 1948, 1950, and Korean War, Vietnam War. In fact, with evidence showing, we're planned to lose from the very beginning. It's all planned out per General MacArthur. I have quotes from him confirming how they stopped us from winning Korean War, the State Department did, by orders of Jesuits. They made sure the communists stayed in power by design. Same thing in Vietnam, was always planned to lose. There was no way this was going to win. The soldiers, Marines, fought bravely in both wars, thinking we're fighting for freedom. Edward Bernays lied. The country lied. Every doggone war. Abraham Lincoln confirms, doggone it, I'm not making this up. He confirms that the Jesuits saw to it that we fought each other in the Civil War. The Jesuits. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit. The Jesuits control it. But they're controlled by the great Pope. It gets a little more darker as I go along, but I'm going to stop there. I'm trying to make a point without getting into too much detail to distract from what I'm trying to get across to you. How it's all set up. So the feminist movement was created and designed to break down the family by the Rockefellers and the Illuminati. That's just one little part. In comes Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, you know about Planned Parenthood, Hobby Lobby, how she supported the feminist movement. It follows a particular set of principles. And the people involved don't know this. If you knew this ahead of time, people wouldn't follow it. They'd bust out of it. They control the culture because nobody asks the questions. The Changes Images of Man. A study. Go find it. Look at there, Stanford. SRI. By Markley and Harmon. Changing Images of Man. They got it right down to the science. How to control a population. From Stanford Research Institute, SRI. Part of Tavistock. Hey man, just throw me a banana and pretend I'm a monkey. Or ring the bell and I'll pretend I'm Pavlov's dog and I'll salivate. Because that's what we've been, is lab rats in a Luciferian agenda of leaders on all countries, not on your side. I'm trying to expose it, every daggum cotton-picking bit of it. Every name that I can think of. To show you what you're up against. They have a step plan that they designed. It's called Tyler's Cycle of History. It's controlled by them each generation. The maximum time that it takes to change a culture from bondage to dependence and then back to bondage and then a dictatorship is about 250 years. You put the culture in bondage. It depends on the culture, what they consider bondage. The Vatican put the white folk in bondage in Europe by murder and thievery and war. Between 1200 AD and 1800 AD was a complete bondage of murder. 50 to 68 million people murdered by the Vatican. Czernowitz concentration camp in Croatia in 1941 to 43, 827,000 people were murdered by the Ustasha. I covered that in my last broadcast with Richard Ross that nobody's ever heard before. I brought it back from Kosovo, the DVD. It's never been played over here. It wasn't allowed to be played. I played the darn thing. You can hear it. The truth about the Serbs. He talks about Jasanovic as one concentration camp. Bondage, it depends. So the women were going to be used. They were put in bondage. You can't smoke, you can't vote, and you're not going to work as much as men. That was set up all along. You put the culture, the blacks were put in bondage. The Hebrew Jews were put in bondage. White folk, you were put in bondage in Europe. This is how they do it. So, you're put in bondage. You're looking for a way out. You're looking for something to ease the pain. Well, what was that? Spiritual faith comes up. If you don't have spiritual faith, they create it for you. They will create spiritual faith. They'll create a movement. They'll create some way that will galvanize that population, that culture that's targeted. This is what they do. For example, the Albanians, they needed a homeland. That was their bondage. They had no homeland. We'll provide one for you. Islam and Bale Komtar, Greater Albania. Oh, we'll take that. Well, you okay, but you got to work for us. This is what Hitler used as a club, used as a lure. The blacks lived in Africa. That was their home. What do white folk do? the white folk bring slaves from Africa to handle tobacco in this so-called Christian nation? Not. Individuals? Yes. The government? No. We brought slaves over of another human being and justified it by the use of the Bible. That's a lie from hell. Debt slaves are not slaves where you murder, rape, and lynch. Big difference. And that's what we did. That's a fact. Even brought a specialist over from the islands, we might say, called Willie Lynch in 1711 to show the white folk there how to make a better slave. Look up Willie Lynch's letter. Unbelievably horrific. Absolutely horrific what we did to the blacks then. But I got news for you. Secretly, over the generations, the Illuminati used the same techniques, watered down, for the white folk, and white folk didn't even know it. Now you find out you live in a tyrannical government. You don't like it, do you? They've been doing it ever all along, secretly. They put you in bondage since 1789. Yeah. So they put the blacks in bondage. They developed a spiritual faith in this new land. That's where the Negro spirituals came from. See what they did? What about the Mexicans? Aztlan. To get their land back or so. That's their trick. That's their culture. And what about the whites then? That's where Martin Luther comes in. The Vatican worked with Martin Luther behind the scenes to develop a spiritual faith. And that's exactly where Protestantism came from. And see, Martin Luther, unlike Erasmus, who was a great man, Wycliffe and Tyndale, and all three of those were killed, imprisoned, and put away by the Vatican. But Martin Luther wasn't. Imagine that. And so was John Calvin. They both worked with the Vatican behind the scenes to provide that spiritual faith. So you get bondage. Well, being murdered for 1200 AD, 1300, 1400 AD, by 1500 AD, white folk in Europe are getting tired of being murdered. We want out of here. That's when Martin Luther came up. He tacked the 95 Theses on the door. There's your spiritual faith. And by that, you get the courage. And Columbus worked for the Illuminati, laid the groundwork in 1492. We're out of here, Martha. Get on that Mayflower. We're done. We're gone. You got the spiritual faith. You got the courage to leave. You jump on. Now, why would anybody want to leave Europe that you know about, you're comfortable with, you speak the language, to go to some land you don't even have a clue, across 3,000 miles of ocean? You got to be nuts. But not if you're being murdered, you wouldn't. You want to live. So you're going to leave. That's exactly how they planned it. That's exactly how they planned it. That's how they worked it. Then, of course, back to speed, 1600, we slaves in this Christian nation. 1700s, more slaves in this Christian nation. And we're going to fight for freedom. Yeah, okay, fight for freedom. Freedom for who? We still got slaves. Till 1960. Actually, till 1865, but Emancipation Proclamation, that was Lincoln's role. He was Illuminati, but he broke out of the mold. He started telling the truth. He was part of the Illuminati. But he broke out of it, like JFK did. And he wasn't a Freemason, by the way. That's why the Jesuits had to kill him. He broke out of it. The Emancipation Proclamation was his role. I have this documented. Signs of Christ by Harold Belliaz, 1977. And that is their textbook. And it talks about Lincoln and the emancipation of slaves. You bring them in under slavery, subjugate them. Listen to me carefully. Genetically modify them. Get rid of the weak ones. Keep the strong ones as studs. Integrate them, separate them, divide them, and use them. And that's exactly what they did. So we celebrate the 4th of July for what? For freedom. We never had freedom. We never gained it. For freedom. For who? White folk? What about the? I'm a white guy. I'm Scotch-Irish. It's a little bit of Cherokee there. Not enough to count. But I'm a white folk. And I'm tired of these lies, man. It's time to open up the bag to know what we've done. It's time to quit hiding and face the truth. And we celebrate the 4th of July for what? For freedom for who? One for the blacks, one for the Indians, one for the Mexicans, one for the Japanese during World War II. What's going on here, you see? We got to face up to this. But in the meantime, white folks are still in bondage and didn't even know it. That's what the Social Security card, the birth certificate's all about, 1933. You're a bonded slave, didn't even know it. Under a $1 million bond. Yeah, buddy, up in Switzerland, in your treasury account, you don't know about. Uh-huh. And the Social Security number is your serial number, but you didn't know about that either. And you're traded on the stock market, too. You didn't know that, did you? Some of you sovereign guys, you know that already. Now you see how it works out. So here we go. Now you see how it works? Okay. So you put the culture in bondage. Women were put in bondage by design, waiting another generation to use that as a club. Spiritual faith, in this case, it was feminism. They developed a cause, a move. Rockefellers developed it. Tavistock did the thinking. Now, feminism itself branches in various different ways to destroy the country. The people involved in the lower level, they don't know this. They don't understand it. They know that they were like Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, coined the word light up for freedom. And he hired, trained certain women to infiltrate into the women movements, to have them start marching, to give women that freedom, that courage. Knowing it was going to separate what God set up as man of, as the head of household, woman as a homemaker, children, and all work supposed to work out. Well, the way you control a country is to change the family, destroy the family. That's exactly the plan they set out to do. And they accomplished it. It's on a long-term plan. It worked out very well so far. Have you seen now what had happened, the same-sex marriage? That really helps reduce the population, because once you have that put in place, you're not going to be populating too much. You understand? You know, that'd be a trick, wouldn't it? Of course, nowadays, who knows? This is all part of an organized plan. Now, why I'm telling you all this? Why? Because I want you to see how we're being jerked around. Now, I don't go along with some of the interview here, but Russo is a good guy. Nancy Schaefer. Bill Cooper. They're all assassinated. They can give you cancer and you'll be dead in 30 days. Rockefellers approached Russo. And Russo was interviewed on a show or something. And, so was the same show, Bill Cooper, and the same show, Nancy Schaefer. And all three of them were killed. You could say that Russo died of cancer, but when he went against the Rockefellers, He is marked for death. And there's confirmation that this is what they do. Because in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, chapter 15, they talk about the killing of Freemasons when they have total control. And all those that know too much will die as if by some illness. It's there. It's already listed. It's documented. In addition to that, William G. Carr has in his book, Red Fog Over America, he has defined, he did an extensive job back in 1955, Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. He specifically says in a definition, this goes along with MK Ultra and what we've heard from truth tellers, it's come out of the MK Ultra program. The definition of nihilist, executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control a world dictatorship. History reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society, and they try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural death, unquote. So here's Russo in an interview. I don't support the interviewer, but I do support Russo's testimony. It is true. Russo was a good guy. And here we go.
Well, he's at the house one night.
Talk about Rockefeller.
We were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I had pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up their family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. No, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're going to...
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No kidding.
So they funded it. Yeah, and of course it's divide and conquer.
Now, to support that, in 1973, Dr. Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University, of course, Illuminati College, that's a fact. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a well-renowned doctor, addressed 2,000 teachers at one time in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado in 1973 over a microphone in an auditorium, 2,000 teachers. And he said the following in 1973, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. Now, my question is, How can he say this, that a child entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill, when at 5 years old, he hasn't even left his mother matrix yet? Unless, of course, he's speaking of the baby boomers who are parents that's learned it from their parents about the nuclear family, and now they have to destroy it that began in 1950. Because they will carry on what I, as a baby boomer, would learn from my parents, who learned it from their parents of sovereignty, individualism, stand up for America, etc., etc. I have a segment of it, but now we must destroy it beginning in 1945. So that means we've got to get rid of these baby boomers. And then the next generation, their children, will cut it even more. And the next generation will cut it even more. And that's how they've done it. Under our noses. Ashley Montagu, 1970, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. And she stated, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children," unquote. Paul Brandwein, influential educator, he taught, quote, "Any child who believes in God is mentally ill," unquote. Horace Mann, a humanist, evil to the absolute core like John Dewey. They've been given the title of American Father of American Public Education. He wrote, "What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good." Family, that's a roundabout way of saying humanism. Marxism and humanism is alive and well. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. When? I don't know when. But he's not going to put up with this much longer. This is supernatural what's going on today. Led by these followers of Satan. Literally. And I can say that because this is who they worship. At Bohemian Grove. That's where they go. That's what they've been doing. And that's what they do at Wesak Festival every May. Which is worse than the Bohemian Grove. That's what they do at Bohemian Grove. Your leaders, Nixon, Reagan, there's pictures of them at Bohemian Grove. You understand this? This is long-term planning. I'm trying to get this across to people to see what you're really up against, militia. For you patriots out there, you got to know what you're really up against. They're not showing you the whole enemy. They're keeping something back from you. You see? That's their plan. So you go in it with full confidence. But they know they have the European United Nations troops already here. And Chinese and Russians are already in position. You see? And you got truth tellers out there that's on their side. Telling you only partial truth. Now, I got a serious problem with that, but, you know, who am I? Well, now, I'm going to let you listen to this. And part of it, let's see how this works, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Remember the colleges I mentioned that were Illuminati? And she is brought on by Bill Clinton. But listen to her life here. If I can pull it up, hopefully. Let's see if this works. Trailblazing the way through 1950s and 1960s for feminist movement. Here we go. It works. Oh, they got a little bit of update. Here we go. Oh, gosh. Equal rights from
cheeky to RPG. You've reached those heights.
It's not every day an 81-year-old becomes a viral sensation.
Representing all the ladies on the bench, Supreme Court Justice.
But Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been nicknamed Notorious RBG on Tumblr, is now a meme queen online.
The court holds that commercial enterprises can opt out of any law they judge incompatible with their sincerely held religious beliefs.
In a blistering dissent, Ginsburg slammed the majority vote that ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby, a national arts and crafts retailer with over 13,000 employees, saying the government can't require employers to provide health insurance coverage for birth control if it violates the owner's religious beliefs.
The exemption sought by Hobby Lobby would deny millions of women who do not hold their employers' beliefs access to contraceptive coverage.
Those lines from Ginsburg's opinion were followed by this one. The court, I fear, has ventured into a minefield. Her words electrified a new generation of followers, but RBG has always been known to speak her mind. She grew up in Brooklyn in a working-class family. She credits her mother with teaching her the value of independence and a good education. And Ginsburg got one, first at Cornell and then Harvard Law School, where she was one of 9 women enrolled.
Hello.
After 2 years at Harvard, she transferred to Columbia to follow her husband, Martin Ginsburg, a well-known tax attorney and considered to be the gregarious one of the two. Despite graduating at the top of her class, Ginsburg said no one wanted to hire her. It took the help of a law professor strong-arming a Manhattan judge to take her on. She went on to clerk and then teach, becoming the first female tenured law professor at Columbia. By 1972, as the feminist movement was picking up steam, so was Ginsburg. Heading the Women's Rights Project for the ACLU, she argued 6 landmark cases on gender equality in front of the Supreme Court. She won 5 of them.
Sex, like race, has been made the basis for unjustified, or at least unproved assumptions. They help keep woman in her place, a place inferior to that occupied by men in our society.
Once the young woman no one wanted to hire, Ginsburg trailblazed her way to Washington, D.C., and to the highest court in the country.
Throughout her life, she has repeatedly stood for the individual, the person less well off, the outsider in society.
Nominated by President Bill Clinton in 1993,
I am proud to nominate this path-breaking attorney, advocate, and judge to be the 107th Justice to the United States Supreme Court.
And confirmed with a vote of 96-4 and just 3 against, Ginsburg became the second woman on the bench, following Sandra Day O'Connor. Known to lean left of center and not to shy away from controversy, Ginsburg delivered a stinging opinion against the majority ruling that ended the days of the hanging chad. After the court handed a victory to George W. Bush over Al Gore in 2000, she concluded her opinion with, "I dissent," breaking from the traditional, "I respectfully dissent." Ginsburg's other passion is opera. Here she is at Harvard Law School getting an honorary degree with famed opera singer Placido Domingo serenading her. She said it was one of the greatest moments of my life. Serving more than 20 years, many are now waiting for her next decision. At 81 and the oldest justice on the court, when will Ginsburg step down?
Now you see how they do it? Satan gives them rewards, recognition, to do the plan. Now, what's the big picture? Now, I covered this from another angle yesterday, and I'm covering this from another angle today, and I'm going to bring up again one part of the angle I covered yesterday about what abortion is really used for. It is for child sacrifice. If a woman who's a Wicca has enough abortions or kills enough babies, literally, They become a goddess. This is what they believe. This is exactly what abortion is all about. It's about sacrifice of children. All they're doing is legalizing the murderous Mayans and Satanists. They believe in the killing of children, the killing of humans, adults. The life force gives them life. The blood of the infant is consumed. The flesh of the infant is consumed to give them longevity. This is the Wicca way at the highest level. It's graphic, I'm sorry, but you need to know what it's for. Now, July 28th, 2014. Satanists demand religious exemption from abortion restrictions, cite the Hobby Lobby ruling. The Satanists was waiting on this all along. Now you see the connections. Supreme Court recent Hobby Lobby decision allowed some for-profit companies to claim a religious exemption to Obamacare's contraceptive mandate has sparked a heated debate over the definition of religious liberty and the role in modern society. At this point, even the satanic cult, shall I add, as planned, has directed to weigh in on it. The Satanic Temple, and remember, Michael Aquino, who used to be general, civilian contractor for the Pentagon MK Ultra program, founded the Temple of Set, the Temple of Satan. Works at your Pentagon. The Satanic Temple is a faith community that describes itself as facilitating the communication and mobilization of politically aware Satanists, secularists, humanists, and advocates for individual liberty. Individual liberty. Launched a new campaign, they're seeking a religious exemption to certain anti-abortion laws that attempt to dissuade women from ending a pregnancy. The group says that they have deeply held beliefs about bodily autonomy and scientific accuracy, and those beliefs are violated by state-level informed consent laws that rely on misleading information about abortion risks. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby. The Satanists point out it strengthens their own quest to opt out of laws relating to women's health care that go against their religious liberties. Because of the respect that the court has given to religious beliefs and the fact that our beliefs are based on the best available knowledge, we expect that our belief and the illegitimacy of state-mandated informational material is enough to exempt us and those who hold our beliefs from having to receive them. It's about achieving freedom. Oh, by the way, the Satanic Temple is referred to as the nicest satanic cult in the world. Whoa, you see. And by the way, they rallied in support of Florida Governor Rick Scott for approving a bill that allows prayer in public school, saying that they're glad the new policy will allow children to pray to Satan. There's a bigger picture of what's going on than people even have a clue about. It all has ramifications, even to the point when they eliminate the prisons, which they're going to do, and they'll eliminate the death penalty. It goes back to do as thou wilt as the whole of the law, the New Age movement. See, they're sneaking up on us little by little. They use ACLU. They use the NAACP. They use the KKK. They use the Black Panthers. They use the ACLU. I already said that. Oops, sorry. The ACLU, NAACP, seeking to overturn Arizona's racist ban on race and sex-based abortions. That's coming out. Arizona's McCain says, I quote, execution was torture. They're heading toward the New Age movement, away from what the Bible teaches about law, about punishment. See, little by little, even the former Yale professor says that Ivy League schools are churning out zombies. That's what he says. Family, the answer has always been never revolution. We've never won a revolution. Ever in our history. We've never won one. History books lies. I'm sorry, but they do. We lost the Revolutionary War. We lost the Civil War. We fought ourselves. How can you win a war and you fight yourself? World War I, World War II, man, we just brought the Nazis over in Operation Paperclip. For goodness sakes alive. 10,000 Nazis we brought over. They formed the CIA. They formed the United Nations. They brought over their scientists, their psychologists, sociologists, to continue their work. The Nuremberg trial was simply an exercise of taking little low-life individuals that they set up. And they were guilty, of course. But they're shoe shiners. We brought Hitler over in 1945. Family is a Luciferian agenda. The answer does not lie in an armed revolution, as they're trying to get people to take. Oh, I got something to say about that. But I'll tell you the answer. The real answer to this is 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the answer. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, what are we doing now? Same-sex marriage in 19 states, making way for abortion to be legalized, dividing the families, legalizing drugs. Family, those e-cigarettes, what people don't realize is they're taking away from the cigarette, and they're going to freebase nicotine through those e-cigarettes to give your future kids cancer quicker. Isn't that fun? And they can have it under their neck and wear it and take a smoke and suck every time they want to. It's freebasing nicotine. First, they get them with the formaldehyde with the aluminum sauce inside the cigarette to get them addicted to it. And remember the 50s? Remember the 50s, how they got you hooked on it. I'm the Marlboro man. I'm a man. I smoke a cigarette. As a Marlboro man. And then it's the woman. I smoke a Tipperello, and I have class about me because I smoke the Tipperello. Everybody's buying it. They put chemicals in those cigarettes. The Reynolds family. Ever heard of Reynolds Tobacco? Yeah. Reynolds Tobacco, Illuminati, evil to the absolute core, like the DuPonts. You see? And they got you hooked on the cigarettes. You know what they did in Coca-Cola? You know what they call it? Coca-Cola in 1860s? Cocaine was in the formula of Coca-Cola. Then in 70s, 80s, they took the cocaine out because you're already addicted to it. You ever boil down a Coke? Oh, I drink Coke. I have it, but I remember it now. I'm drinking less than I used to. But you ever boil the Coca-Cola down to its hard substance? It's nothing but 100% sugar. And you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Pepsi-Cola, Pepsi, Diet Cola, they had a lawsuit because this Diet Cola has fetus material in all the Coca-Colas, Pepsi Cola. There's a lawsuit where Pepsi Cola had to quit putting fetal material into your diet, substitutionary sugar. Fetuses, you understand, babies, fetus was in the Coca-Cola, the Pepsi Cola. It's called cannibalism. You don't believe me? You go look it up in the lawsuit. Go find it. Yeah. Enjoy your Pepsi Cola, darling. That's a fact. You understand where I'm coming from? I'm not gentle about this. I don't intend on being politically correct. Ever. You see? It ain't going to happen. Never has, never will. You need to know the truth. You see? Seek the face of God and live. 7 days a week. Not one day a week. But 7 days a week. You see, that's has always supposed to have been. Now, what I've told you so far is all true. What I've told you so far is all true. And it takes, I don't know what it's going to take. Well, I guess God does, because that's what's called the tribulation, to wake people up from their slumber. To get them away from the TV, get them away from the movies, get them away from what's distracting them. But right now, they're controlling it with fear. To keep you all fearful and afraid. You see? Well, I say stick it up their wazoo. And you have courage. Because you know, greater is He in you than is in the world. And He will make His presence known. You see, hell will be full of people who have religion in their head, but no reality in their heart. Dwight Thompson. Whose side are you going to be on? Jesus Christ is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to let this stuff go and come to Him. It ain't about lock and load with an M4, magazine fed, gas operated shoulder weapon. You're going to run out of ammunition. It's going to happen. You're going to run out of freeze dried food. Oh, I believe in being prepared and ready to go and all this, that, and the other, but your weapon is going to run out of ammo. And your food is going to run out. You can sit there and look at it if you want to, but eventually you're going to eat it. And when you eat it, oh, you're one of those truthers, right? And you've been keeping it in your basement or whatever. Well, guess what? Your neighbors know that. And guess who they're going to come knocking on whose door? They're going to be coming knocking on your door. Now, what you going to do? You going to be the local supermarket? Or are you going to shoot your own neighbor? What are you going to do? They're going to come get your food. A hungry person gets really brave. Well, famine is coming to this land. And I just told y'all about an hour and a half ago, we brought slaves in this country. You don't think God's going to not judge this country? He's going to hammer us like a 10-penny nail in a bucket of sand. We are coming to judgment down the road. We've kept slaves of blacks, slaves of Indians. We've slaved our own people. We started wars. And, Europe, they're going to get hammered bad. But we are too. Because we're pulling away from God. You see what's happening? David Rockefeller said, and I quote, "We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." Unquote. Family, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. Are they going to turn to it? Yeah, probably when the tribulations began. But right now, everybody's talking about patriotism and July 4th and three-cornered hats, and we got to stand up for the Constitution. There's no Constitution. It's not there. You see, they're not telling you that. I'm telling you that. Well, we got 15 minutes to go in this final segment. Tonight I have Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And let you all know, we're played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcast and Bible studies on a random basis, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. Also, to let you know, I have on my website, watchingforjesus.com, I've got the archives of my past shows and past Bible studies. It's there if you want to see it or listen, that is. Also, we have a web page, Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, of course. It's all Watchman for Jesus. What it's all about. Family, this is the bottom line. And what I'm trying to do is show you how they have encompassed the entire segment of our history. They've controlled it as allowed by God. Because we've not followed through with 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, you just kind of wonder when we're going to learn, Alfie. Satan controls our education 8 hours a day of our children every week, 9 months out of the year, 8 hours a day. They go to church maybe one time a week, 1 hour, if that. Now, you tell me. Who has the most control? Well, by the way, I didn't intend on leaving y'all hanging there for a minute. I think I did when I do want to bring up the completion of what I was talking about. You put the culture in bondage. They develop a spiritual faith. If they don't have one, you make one up. Now you see the route, you see the route that is taken all through our history. This is the formula they use. If they don't have a spiritual faith or political movement or something to galvanize them, you control it with the dialectic. Then when they have the spiritual faith, this movement, this direction that they control, then the step three is they get courage. You got it along. That's what Illuminati does. They got it along. Now you sort of see the rhythm. You get courage. They think it's their own courage, but it's not. Then they want to get liberty. You won't ask for liberty unless you have the courage to do it. You give them liberty. Declaration of Independence was modeled after the Magna Carta. This is planned by the Illuminati. They have planned our Declaration of Independence. I got this documented in their own textbook. How about the women? Liberty. Light up for freedom. Oh, you see? Feminism. Yeah. You see how it works? How about the blacks? Emancipation Proclamation. Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement was planned 1 century before it happened. Martin Luther King, a great man. Mandela couldn't even wipe his shoes off. Mandela was a murderer. Mandela was a Knight of Malta. But Martin Luther King was a great man of God. JFK was not a Freemason. He was also a man of God. Bobby Kennedy. Now, Malcolm X, I didn't get along with his politics. But I respect him because he was for his people and not the Illuminati or the Boule Society of the Freemasons. That's why all four were killed by the government, by the Jesuits, killed all four of them. By their own people, they killed Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Bondage. You gather a spiritual faith. They don't have one, you give them one. Or a movement. Then you get courage. When you get courage, they want liberty. Give it to them. When you get liberty, they have abundance. Now, here we go. And this is where you control it. You control it. Abundance. You got an abundance and you test it. You do surveys, you see, to find if they have the abundance of everything. We got everything we want now. Yeah. All right. And abundance, you test the culture every decade to find out where they are to go the next step. And the next step is selfishness. How about Black Friday? You think one day a year is going to help a company? No. They want to see how selfish we are as a people. You got women out there and men or whatever that in this Black Friday, they got tasers, man. They would tase people to get them away from the sales. They're killing each other over sales on one day in Black Friday. They want you to see how selfish we've become, whatever culture it is. And selfishness and leads into complacency. Now, does it sound familiar how they've gathered this around? Christmas, Easter, all these things, sales, all this, how they make us complacent. Lull us into a false sense of security with TV, comic books, funnies, and all this stuff is part of it. Through Tavistock, Think Tank, they figured out. Complacency. The next step is apathy. I just don't care. I'm complacent. I'm apathetic. What? I don't care. Don't bother me. I'm having fun. I'm going to Hilton Head and play golf. Leave me alone. Apathetic. I don't care. Is that not true? We're there. And the next step is dependence. Food stamps. Retirement. Social Security. Man, just give it to them, baby. Dependent on the government. Leading you to the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast. And then guess what? You're back to bondage again. By consent. I'm going to do it again. Tyler's cycle of history is all planned out. From bondage to spiritual faith. They don't have one, make one. A movement. A religion. But the black people in this country, they caught on to Christianity, to study of worship of God through Jesus, and that's where the Negro spirituals came from. They were already in bondage. That's why their churches are so full of power and energy, and the gospels of the blacks is going to pull people away from the evil. You watch, there'll be the spiritual enlightenment of this country. The white churches, not to say it this way, are dead, man. They are dead. They sit there, nod their head up and down. Well, we're done with the church. Let's go. Okay. Let's go get a brunch. Let's go play golf. But you ever been to a black church, man? They get down. They yelling and carrying on and singing and praising the Lord. Because they've been in bondage already. That's why. Bondage, spiritual faith. You get courage. Then you, when you get courage, you want liberty. They got it. Then you have an abundance. When you got liberty, you get an abundance of whatever you didn't have. You got it now. And when you get abundance of something, you get selfish with, that's mine. Give it to me. That's mine. Get away from there. I got it first. No, you did. Oh, no, I did. I didn't get nothing for Christmas. All I got was this old. Hey, about that? Then you get complacent. Oh, I've got everything I need. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. You get apathetic. Lulled to a false sense of security with TV, radio, comic books, movies, whatever. Oh, I'm no different than I've been there. I'm convicted myself, man. You see, I've been there. I've done it. Still doing it. but I'm aware of it. Apathy, dependent upon the government, dependent upon the ones that's been controlling all along, and you're right back to bondage. This is not made by man. It's been made by Satan. Bring us back to the New World Order, which is in the Bible, and it's going by the book. Family, I have given you a college course in a matter of about 2 hours. It's only because I summarized it. Anybody could do it. All they got to do is research. That's it. Anybody can do what I'm doing. You just got to research and stay with it. Satan's going to try to disturb you, interrupt you, and pull you away, cause you distraction in every which way possible. He sees your aura. He sees your energy. He sees the gates of heaven, the cloud opening up. Oh, I got to do something about that. He got to come over there. He'll send a demon your way. He'll send something to distract you. That's where you got to start praying the full armor of God around you. Family, we're getting down to it. So, you see, there's more to this Hobby Lobby. There's more to this abortion thing. They're trying to get your children to kill themselves with the legislation being passed in Oregon while you're all worried about the militia flight, lickety-split, whatever, keeping you busy with FEMA camps, all this fear, all this going on. Because in Oregon, since 1994, they're trying to pass the Child Euthanasia Act, or whatever they're going to call it. Die with Dignity Act, or something like that. Belgium's already done it. That's the model. Oregon, and you've got witchcraft galore in Oregon, in Asheville, North Carolina, in Virginia Beach. You've got evil Wicca in the governments and covens all over this country. They run the military. They run your government. They run your Pentagon. That's what runs this country. But you got individuals that's still following God. They're still praying and don't stop. You see, it's up to you, watchmen, to come out. There's a price going to be paid. But Jesus Christ already paid that price on the cross of Calvary. You see? And that's who you go to. It ain't no four-star general. They're a dime a dozen. Your congressman, all they've got is his favorite parking place. They can be replaced at the snap of a finger. But your kings and queens, that's the hierarchy. The Illuminati, well, now you get somewhere. But they're nothing but slaves to the fallen angels. The so-called aliens, the ascended masters, that's their Hollywood, that's their Halloween on steroids. They're demons. They're fallen angels. There's no aliens out there. These are demons that's fooling your four-star generals. This is the highest level. The Nephilim will come out again, as in the days of Noah. Family, seek Jesus Christ. Repent of sins. It's not being found in churches anymore. The King James Bible is literally the only true word of God on the face of this planet, and that's with evidence that no one from Harvard can refute, or Yale, Stanford, MIT, Hopkins. I don't really give a hoot which college you're talking about. They haven't found anything other than the King James Bible, the true word of God, in 400 years. Your science books changes like the weather. Your politics changes like the weather. But the King James Bible has stayed true for 400 years. And it goes back to creation because it is the true word of God. And God's the creator and it's his word. It goes back to creation. I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to stay with it until I can't breathe no more. That's my choice. I've made that choice. And this is non-negotiable. Well, family, we're at the end of the program here. And tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9, we're going to hit the ground running. Tomorrow, Monday, 4 to 6, barring any change of plan or and Nehru coming. See all that? It's the way it comes up. I don't care, give a hoot what they bring his way. Because you're stronger with him and you and in the world. The power lies within you when Jesus Christ is there. Your power is Jesus Christ. He works through you. But only if you let him. Y'all have a good night now here. And we'll see y'all tonight at 7:30. And I also have archives. And otherwise, it'll be Monday, 4 o'clock. Appreciate y'all's attention. We had quite a few today, and I appreciate y'all visiting. And family, have a great night, great weekend. God bless and good night. This is your Watchman, signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted.